I am from the air. The sec. Salty. The egg.
Third grader Jessica Padgett reads part of a poem she wrote about where she's from. Switching between English and Tlingit, she describes some sights and tastes of cake. This is part of Stories of Cake, a project where students from preschool to high school develop literacy skills in English and Tlingit through storytelling. Poems include descriptions of cake through the five senses, including wildlife and food like herring eggs. Third grader Robert Wooten wrote about black bears in his part of the poem.
I am from black bears. Seek. They're always by my creek. They are big. They are black. Tooch yakati.
These poems and more will be featured in a community event and an episode of Piece of Cake, a podcast that features stories and culture of the people in Cake. Stories of Cake began as a grant-funded project to improve literacy for preschoolers in Cake, but it expanded to teach elementary and high school students Tlingit through storytelling and poetry. Hune Lance Twitchell is an Alaska Native Language professor at the University of Alaska Southeast. He's the main language teacher for the project. Twitchell says he hopes to give students the skills to speak Tlingit more in the community.
Hopefully, they'll be able to share these words with each other and start communicating in the language or with the language to one another as we sort of try and create a transformation where you create generations that just use the language more.
Padgett and the other students said their favorite part of the project was learning more Tlingit. Padgett says they learned by making up movements for different words.
We had music on. We just made up movements. She said a word and Tlingit in English, and we had to do the movement and walk around and do the movement.
Ryan Conroe is one of the project leaders. He says having Twitchell there means he and classroom teachers are able to learn the language with the students.
There's a lot of enthusiasm in this school district for Tlingit language, for project-based learning. A lot of the classrooms have posters on the wall with Tlingit language vocabulary that the teachers are motivated, and they also are looking for support. And so we're psyched that this project has provided some of that support, and that Sarah and I both come in and say, look, we're like you. We're also learning, but we're going to try to be brave and keep trying.
Sarah Campin is the other project leader and co-hosts the Piece of Cake podcast. She and Conroe are learning Tlingit together alongside teachers and students as Twitchell teaches the language. Campin says learning, making mistakes, and improving together with students makes them more willing to try and improve. She says that's shown in the podcast.
One of my favorite pieces is two students working with Hune and working with Ryan and saying some words over and over again. And just trying and practicing and not getting it quite right, but practicing and just seeing that evolution over time is so fun because eventually we get better.
Cake City Schools will hold the showcase this Wednesday at 3:15. Campin says the podcast episode, Gura Khatsaya, Where Am I From?, is expected to come out on the same day. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.